Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Nancy says that Kamala Harris said it's still going to be a Biden-Kamala Harris ticket for the election in 2024. I don't know. I told you what I think. I think Biden's going to retire before his term ends, promote Kamala Harris so he could get credit for giving us the first female president. I don't think he's going to run again. I don't think he can. It's going to be a mess. I don't think the Democrats are going to allow it. So, of course, Kamala had to say that. But, no, I don't think they're running again. And I told you before the last hour, Howard Stern wants to run. I don't know if that's going to work out very, very well. But he says, I'm actually going to probably have to run for president now. And he went off a tangent. Based on what happened with Friday's Supreme Court ruling overturn for Roe v. Wade. And he also wants to get rid of the Electoral College. He says, these appointed judges by former President Trump were appointed by a president who lost the popular vote by 3 million votes. This is where we get into trouble. If he were to run for office, the 68-year-old, so Howard Stern is 68, he said, I'm going to do the very simple thing that'll set the country straight. One vote, one person, no more electoral college, I'm getting rid of it. He said, the problem with most presidents is they have too big of an agenda. The only agenda I have is to make the country fair again. He slammed Justice Clarence Thomas, who joined the 6-3 majority decision, describing him as sitting there like Darth Vader, dormant and waiting for other kooks to join the Supreme Court. That's what Howard Stern said. He said, I'll give you a couple of examples of why this is so horrible, according to The Hill. Stern says, everyday women who go to the doctor and they find out that the baby has horrible birth defects. A lot of times women are raped. A lot of times contraception doesn't work. And then there's even a more confusing state where a man and a woman want to have a baby and all of a sudden things go medically wrong. He said, we were past all this and we still are. We as a country voted for Hillary Clinton by 3 million votes, Howard Stern said. And he supported her over Trump. We voted for Biden because it was repugnant. All this horse poop. And I can't say the word, he said. But now for life, we're stuck. He said, the other thing is, if I do run for president and I'm not blanking around and use the F word, I'm really thinking about it because the only other thing I'm going to do is appoint 5 more Supreme Court justices. So Robin Quivers, co-host, questioned whether Stern could make such a change. He said, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing exactly. I'm not afraid to do it. As soon as I become president, you're going to get 5 new Supreme Court justices that are going to overturn all this BS. And he said the full word. So, you know, Trump, or Howard Stern, originally ran as a libertarian back in 1994 gubernatorial race. And Howard Stern was anti-government, you know, kind of for the longest time. But he turned pretty Democrat. And he now wants to, in terms of Trump, beat his ass. Well, but, okay, I can't say the word. Maybe I can. Trump has not confirmed the 2024 bid. So, you know, Howard Stern, it's really interesting because I talk about the psychology of voting. You know, with my psychology background, I'm a family doc. I love talking about the psychology of the voter, the psychology of the candidate. Howard Stern is still a very, very popular host. But he has lost a lot of ground with the Joe Rogans and the Ben Shapiros and all the other podcasts. So as more people enter the field, you have less listening to Howard Stern. Plus, a lot of people stop paying for XM, you know, so you can access Howard Stern. And I met Robin Quivers, and I am a fan of all he's done in terms of of, you know, overcoming the odds to be where he is. But I don't want anybody running for president as a publicity stunt. And I'm wouldn't be surprised if this is something that you know, he would seriously do. I don't know if people would go for it, to be honest. You know, Howard Stern, you know, used to have a huge, huge, huge following with the Gen X's and the millennials. But that's changing. And so, you know, if it was him against George Bush, there might have been some action. But it was, you know, now he's 68. So people think he's a boomer. And he is a baby boomer. So that might not resound with the young people. But it could. It could. I mean, you know, the young people, you know, voted for Bernie Sanders. But the Electoral College is something that I worry about. People keep saying we need to get rid of it. We need to get rid of it. And the reason why the Electoral College was in place was brilliant. It's because if you have a very highly populated New York state and a very highly populated California state, without the Electoral College, New York and California could essentially run every election. They could essentially rule every election. And Iowa or Oklahoma may never get a say. And so, because people always ask, they go, I don't understand. How can somebody win that had less popular vote? Well, because if a state is super, super populous, and they all vote one way, or it ends up just going that one way, and there's not enough people in Iowa or Mississippi or Oklahoma to counter the California, because what's good for California doesn't necessarily mean it's good for the Midwest or it's good for Montana. And just because Montana doesn't have a lot of people doesn't mean they shouldn't have a say in the union. If this was just majority wins, the Constitution would have been written very differently. But all men are created equal. So if you have a state that has, you know, X amount of people, they should be able to have, you know, have a say into federal, you know, suggestions. They can't say what should go on in California. That's what the California voters could do. So that's why the Electoral College is so crucial. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel or Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have a little bit of breaking news. Ghislaine Maxwell, or Ghislaine, however you pronounce it, the judge has reduced the possible maximum term from 55 years to 19.5 years in jail. She is awaiting her fate and is going to be sentenced today after being convicted of sex trafficking in her December trial. She is 60 years old, and the judge is going to hand down, we are being told, a sentence as the guidelines dictate, that it would be between 15.6 years and 19.5 years, not the expected 55-year maximum. This is a big win for their defense. Judge Allison Nathan ruled to use sentencing guidelines from 2003, the year Maxwell's last offense took place. in 2004, sentencing guidelines were raised, which would have caused her to face 55 years. But the judge is using that 2003 marker, and that was when her last offense took place, assuming that there was no other trafficking after that. Who knows? So prosecutors had asked Judge Nathan to impose a sentence of at least 30 years because of Maxwell's utter lack of remorse. Maxwell claims she should serve just 4 years, as she's not a danger to the public. Assistant U.S. Attorney Allison Moore told the judge the 2003 guidelines are inadequate. Consider the sophistication of her predatory conduct. We ask the court to send a message that no one is above the law. This is one of the rare cases for an above-guideline sentence. The shocking ruling obviously comes as one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims detailed her two suicide attempts because the trauma of the sexual abuse enabled by Maxwell became so unbearable. Sarah Ransom, according to Daily Mail, was in court today for the hearings, where she claimed in her victim impact statement, "I was nothing more than a sex toy with a heartbeat and soul used to entertain Epstein, Maxwell, and others." She then shared photos of herself in a hospital bed when she tried to kill herself, one in 2008 and then another in 2018 when Epstein was under investigation. Ransom also spoke outside the courthouse and said, "Ghislaine must die in prison. I've been in hell and back for the past 17 years. So the sentencing will mark the end of a decades-long fight for justice from victims of both Epstein and Maxwell. Epstein reportedly killed himself, although we wonder if he was strangled based on his injuries, in jail. So he's dead, but Ghislaine, who has been under a lot of protection, she is still alive and then able to face her judgment. And, when you hear the stories from the victims, it's just amazing how it happened. I mean, I started to watch that one documentary where how these victims got recruited is it was friends in high school. And they were like, "Look, do you want to make some extra money, you know, for Christmas?" They're like, "Yeah, I need to make some extra money at Christmas." "Well, all we have to do is give some old men some massages." "Like sexual massages?" No, "We just have to massage their back or their feet, and we're going to make a lot of money." "All right, well, if that's all I have to do." And then they would, and so Maxwell had, allegedly, this network of teens to go and they, who knows, maybe they were given money, you know, for everybody you bring and you find, to recruit. So just like with drugs, you know, it's not that a stranger goes, "Hi, you know, I want to give you drugs." It's, you know, okay, they get a hold of somebody that people trusted, you know, in school, and then they use that person to be the dealer. And so sadly, these people get overwhelmed and then they get caught into this. Ransom said on one visit to the island, "The sexual demands, degradation, and humiliation ensued me to try to escape by jumping off a cliff into shark-infested waters. I was caught by Maxwell and company moments before jumping. At the time, that extremely risky escape seemed more appealing than being raped one more time. Maxwell is today the same woman I met almost 20 years ago, incapable of compassion or common human decency. Sentencing her to the rest of her life in prison will not change her, but it'll give survivors a slight sense of justice." Victims Annie Farmer, Elizabeth Stein, and a woman known as Kate also read their testimony in person. Farmer asked the judge to take into account the ongoing suffering of victims when deciding the sentence. She said, "Judge Nathan, I hope when you consider the appropriate prison sentence Maxwell played in this sex trafficking operation, you take into account the ongoing suffering of the many women she abused and exploited, as we will continue to live with the memories of the ways she harmed us." You know, it's also scary because people are dying. And not only victims trying to kill themselves, but people involved are dying. And so I wonder what protection these victims have. Because, and I mean, I'm not here to spread conspiracy theories, but man, has there been a lot of questionable activity in the reports of, well, this person's dead, and this person's dead, and this person, and, you know, and so some of these victims, they don't know if there's going to be retribution. They don't know. I mean, what if any of them did go to the White House? when President Clinton was there. Well, didn't one person die who might have been the one that let Epstein in? But so there's been some theories surrounded that, you know, maybe some of this happened at the White House. Who knows? But what if one of the victims was, I mean, so not only were they victimized, but now they have to fear that they could be, you know, silenced. So it's a very, very scary time. And I just feel bad for these women. And these things happen. The sex trafficking world, the industry, is so much bigger than we know. And you think it's people you just don't see. And there are people around us. You know, that's why there's these signs that people are making with their hands. You know, we're teaching you guys how sometimes people will make certain symbols with their hands to let you know that they're in a car and they're in trouble. And people aware of that will call the police and say, look, I think there's somebody who's being held, you know, or being forced to do something at their will. I mean, and some of these people, they get to live in their own home. They get to, but they people have something on them, or they'll threaten to hurt their family. So there are individuals that are forced to do things that they don't want to do. And, you know, some people are really shocked by that. But, I mean, we've seen movies. We've seen these mafia movies where somebody doesn't want to work for the mafia, but they're stuck. Or they don't want to work for terrorists, but they're stuck. You know, because the average person doesn't do it willingly. And these individuals, they didn't use guns. There was something else they had on them. Apparently, between 1994 and 2004, Maxwell was Epstein's, quote-unquote, right hand, and paid $200 for sexualized massages, and even took part in the abuse. Some of these victims were as young as 14. They were given similar amounts of money if they brought friends to Epstein, the jury was told. During the trial, prosecutors called 24 witnesses to give jurors a picture of life inside Epstein's homes. Housekeeper testified he was expected to be blind, deaf, and dumb about the private lives of Epstein and a financier who cultivated friendships with influential politicians, but he was expected to blind, deaf, and dumb and not notice. But he took the witness stand. Pilots took the witness stand. Dropped the names of Britain's Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, who flew on Epstein's private jets. Jurors saw physical evidence like a folding massage table once used by Epstein and a black book that listed contact information of some of the victims under the heading massages. And bank records showed he gave over $30.7 million to Maxwell. So everybody, it's a shame that Epstein's gone because, you know, he should have suffered for this. So Maxwell's left, but she's going to probably get a smaller sentence and then be out in 15 years. Well, we'll see what happens. But again, we need to, and I'm sure parents, you know, we have this theme right now of keep parents out of the lives of teenagers. Teenagers can have conversations at school, but keep the parents out. It's okay to keep the parents out. And kids are already pretty secretive. And if these kids' parents knew what they were doing or being asked to do, I'm sure these parents would have been all over it. But instead, it was, you know, and I don't know how to get parents more involved or how to open teenagers up to parents, but to see this happen to 14-year-olds, it's crushing. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione. glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Madrid to attend a NATO summit that also includes leaders from the Asia Pacific for the first time. President Biden says they are working together to promote their shared values in many areas of the world.
In the Western Hemisphere, Spain and the United States are working together with other countries in Latin and the Caribbean areas to reinforce democratic institutions, strengthen the rule of law, spread economic prosperity, and advance transformative approaches to manage migration.
The president also announcing that the United States is planning to increase the amount of naval destroyers stationed in Spain. The death count in a smuggling tragedy in Texas is climbing to 50. Dozens of illegal immigrants were found packed into a tractor trailer in San Antonio Monday with no air conditioning, no water, and no air holes. This is USA Radio News. A Boy Scout jumps into action after a train derailment in Missouri. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Wisconsin Boy Scout on the Amtrak train in Missouri that derailed when it collided with a dump truck comforted the truck driver before the man died. 15-year-old Eli Skripczak rushed to the driver's side once he escaped from the mangled train. He found the driver in a ditch and talked to him as he passed. The driver's death was one of three fatalities from the collision on Monday.
Russia must pay the economic and political price for its invasion of Ukraine. That's according to the Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, expressing the need to keep supporting Ukraine and putting pressure on Russia. Without an expected end to Russia's war, he said other nations need to hold their sanctions against the nation until it realizes it cannot control Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So patients get really, really nervous when they think that their medical provider is going to discriminate against them. And they should be. They should be. We doctors, we nurse practitioners, we physician assistants, we have pledged to take care of somebody, whether they're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, girl, boy, cis, trans, conservative, liberal, doesn't matter, you're human. I went into medicine to take care of humans. I don't care who you voted for, I'm here to take care of you. But time and time again, these medical professionals are just getting out there on social media and bragging about how they are going to not treat somebody who's conservative. And that's kind of scary when your medical professional has your life in their hands. And it almost sets up a narrative or sets up a landscape of people hiding, living in a country where they feel they need to hide their patriotism or hide their political affiliation. Okay, that happened during Nazi Germany, where people had to hide the fact they were Jewish or hide the fact that they were gay. We live in America. You shouldn't have to hide the fact that you're gay. You shouldn't have to hide the fact that you're Jewish. You shouldn't have to hide the fact that you're black. You shouldn't have to hide the fact that you're Republican. You shouldn't have to hide the fact that you're independent. You shouldn't have to hide the fact that you're liberal. This is America. So apparently a nurse in Illinois is the next of the healthcare professionals to brag about giving the screws to a conservative. And she had texted the following. I prescribe meds. I can also choose not to prescribe them. So, from now on, if you are a white male who votes conservative, your penis needs to ask God for the power to rise. No more Viagra. Now, if she went to nursing school, I mean, if she prescribes meds, then I'm assuming she's a nurse practitioner. Okay, does she realize how many rules she just violated? And, you know, I, as a physician in healthcare, I mean, I can't defend, you know, those other people in healthcare that are doing things like this. I mean, you know, people during COVID, they were like, if you're not vaccinated, I'm not going to take care of you. Well, what if you're not vaccinated because you're afraid you're going to get Guillain-Barré? What's going on here? I mean, our healthcare providers are supposed to not be biased. You could fart in front of your healthcare provider, and your healthcare provider will still care for you. You could stink. You could not be taking care of your teeth, and you have rotted gums, and your dentist will take care of you. That's what we pledge. That's our jobs. So if you decide to smoke, if you decide to not use the condom and get pregnant, we don't judge. We are here to take care of you if you need to be treated for an STD, if you need guidance or counseling on the pregnancy, if you need, you know, smoking cessation medications, or if we have to treat your lung cancer because you smoked despite medical guidance. We don't judge. You might get some doctors going, okay, talk to me about why you continued smoking. You know, did you fail smoking cessation? Is it that, you know, the nicotine, you know, what was it? We might, you know, endeavor into that, just like we might talk to women saying, you know, was it that the birth control didn't work? Is it that you don't like birth control? Because after this pregnancy or whatever you decide to do with the pregnancy, we want to make sure we find a birth control that works for you. So we might have that conversation. But a nurse saying, I prescribe meds and I could also choose not to prescribe them. Can you? Are medical providers allowed? Now, I might choose not to write 100 tablets of a narcotic. But her reasoning is if you are a white male who voted conservative, she's not writing you medications. And I get maybe she was just being facetious. Just like, remember that medical student? There was a fourth year medical student that wanted to kind of join in on a thread. And I guess it was a thread that was talking about pronouns. So she wanted to jump in. A Dr. Shirlene Obudubi was talking about transphobia. She said, my badge has had the she, her pronouns for a year. I'm cis, and I wear it to help my patients and colleagues who fall under the trans umbrella feel more comfy. In the last few weeks, several cis patients have berated me for it. And Dr. Obudubi could discuss that. This medical student took it far. She said, I had a patient I was doing a blood draw on, see my pronoun pin, loudly to the staff, she, her, well, of course it is, what other pronouns even are there, it? She goes, I missed his vein, so he had to get stuck twice. Now, did she really deliberately miss his vein? Probably not. My guess She missed the main anyway, but she wanted to look like she was taking a part of it, get some cred. You know, and a lot of students will interact with doctors and gain social media following and, you know, and so I don't want to think that she deliberately screwed with somebody, but when you post that, you are admitting to unprofessionalism and assault. You know, and I don't understand these medical professionals. They must think they're preaching to the choir. They must think that the whole world thinks like them, so they're going to get a high five or a yee-haw. But saying you're going after white conservative men, and I get some people don't like white conservative men, but there's a lot of white conservative men that might around you act like, oh, yeah, you know, Ocasio-Cortez made some sense the other day. But they might be, you know, again, conservative at heart. You don't know who your audience is. And now, and she wasn't fired, she quit. So I'm not exactly sure what happened. I think the hospital is, if I could give you the name of the hospital that she works for, or it's the Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center. They announced Shauna Harris's resignation in a joint statement and apologized for the discriminatory tweet. And the tweet went viral. It was deemed discriminatory. Harris apologized for her comment, claiming she let her personal feelings spill out and has allowed her actions to tarnish the hospital's reputation. Those hateful words are not aligned with how I have provided care to my patients. But see, nobody knows. You know, and I get it. I think a lot of people post stuff on Facebook or on Twitter, you know, or on Instagram just for the sensationalism. You know, do I really think she has refused care? I'd like to give her the benefit of the doubt because of all the ethics involved, and nurses follow, have an amazing moral compass. I'd like to think she really didn't. But the problem is how many more of these cases of people in healthcare saying they do retribution, how many more times are people going to take it until they're like, I don't trust going to the provider. And in fact, since a lot of these are female, I don't want patients to go, I don't trust the female. Because the female could take action, take retribution on me. I don't want people not choosing women providers. We already have enough problems with that. We're like, oh, you know, is there a male provider? I'm like, no, it's just me. But when you start, when we keep hearing these cases of women bragging about how they're going to go after male conservatives or men or look at what I did, you know, and mind you, trust me, we take a lot of abuse and, you know, we hear a lot of stupid things from people. But when you're in medicine, you're not supposed to, you know, punish your patient. You're supposed to take care of them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ryan said, can you comment on how many people are just against any white male and some of us aren't conservative? So, yeah, we were talking about the nurse who said that if you are a white male who votes conservative, like how does she find out unless you're wearing a MAGA hat, I guess, or something like that. But, yeah, I understand that people are very, very concerned. And in healthcare, we are always wanting to make sure there was no discrimination against anybody of color, race, creed, gender, because there is racism in healthcare. We don't mean it to be. But when I hear, older older schools of thought saying, you know, we don't need to know the race, just give them the same medication that you're giving everybody else. And I'm like, well, you do need to embrace a race because, you know, a black individual might respond to a different class of medication better than a Caucasian would. And you know, when we ignore race and we just give everybody the one size fits all, I think that that could be very detrimental. You know, same thing with, you know, women and men. If we ignore that a female's body is different than male, we could inadvertently, you know, hurt them. So, you know, on one end, people try to be so progressive, but then if they're so progressive, then that they, they identify as female, they are female, but you got to be, they have a testicles and prostate, you got to be on top of that because they could have prostate cancer. If they could identify as female, you could appreciate them being as female, but if they have these other body parts, you need to remember that because otherwise they could die of prostate cancer and you'll never run the test. So, I think we are going back decades in terms of discrimination in the name of being progressive, and we need to really watch some of the moves we're making because, again, I as I told you, I'm licensed in Mississippi and Alabama, and many black individuals chose not to vaccinate. And they were being refused medical care. They were being refused food at a restaurant. They were being refused and kicked out of and this isn't the 60s or the 50s. And that should have never happened then. But it was because it was under the guise of, yeah, but the vaccine. You know, and I know it was a progressive move to mandate the vaccine, but, you know, when I spoke to African Americans and, you know, about their choice of vaccinating or not, they were like, look, we were underrepresented in the studies. How do we know this is safe in black individuals? Only 7.9% of the patient population was black that was tested. How do we know they didn't have side effects? And you know, it's a logical question. So they're like, we want to wait. Because 92% of the people tested were white. And so in the clinical trials. So, you know, we need to, you know, really rethink where we're going here because I just see people starting to be more and more, you know, I mean, like this nurse said, you know, this, you know, she's going to not prescribe to a white conservative or white male that voted conservative. Well, how do you know they're not mixed race? You're looking at their skin color. They can be Latino. And nobody should discriminate against anybody. We got some breaking news. The fate of Ghislaine Maxwell is sealed as a 6-year-old is now sentenced to 20 years in prison for sex trafficking. So rather than the 55 years or rather than the 13 years, she got 20 years. And she told the court that meeting Jeffrey Epstein was the biggest regret of my life. She apologized to her victims for the pain that you have experienced. Excuse me. Judge Allison Nathan handed down the sentence Tuesday in Manhattan Federal Court. After Maxwell appeared in a blue prison uniform with shackles around her ankles and addressed the court and said she was, quote, fooled by Epstein. I realize I've been convicted of assisting Jeffrey Epstein to commit these crimes. My association with Epstein will permanently stain me. It is the biggest regret of my life that I ever met him. And she said that Epstein fooled all of those in his orbit. Okay, I'm not going to buy the whole she was fooled, especially if she was the one that did the recruiting. She did face her sex trafficking victims. And it was just crushing what she did. And she sure looked happy in these pictures, you know, when she was with him. So I don't like, I do not buy the idea that, oh, you know, I was fooled, that I was manipulated by him as well. So 20 years in jail for Ghislaine. All right, we had an Amtrak derailment. Very, very sad, very tragic. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tweeted Monday evening that Federal Railroad Administration staff are en route to the deadly Amtrak train derailment in Missouri to support the investigation. I am trying to get the number of, let me see if I have the numbers, the final numbers. This is different from the other different from what happened in Texas. An Amtrak derailed. It was Chicago bound. It hit a dump truck in Missouri, and there were two Boy Scout troops that were on the train, and they assisted fellow passengers, getting them to safety and providing first aid. Very, very cool. Two groups of scouts broke windows and helped pull people out of train cars. They also used their advanced first aid training to help injured passengers before first responders arrived at the crash site. One of the scouts is a 15-year-old boy. He located the driver of the dump truck and assisted him before the driver died from his injuries. The driver was ejected from his vehicle during the crash and was laying in a nearby ditch when the scout provided him first aid and tried to stabilize him. The 15-year-old provided comfort to him until the driver died. Two of the group's leaders were injured during the derailment and were subsequently transported to the hospital for medical attention. They had broken bones, broken ribs, and a punctured lung. One of the boys was also injured, may be staying overnight at the hospital. And in total, two Boy Scout troops consisting of 16 boys and 8 leaders were on their way home to Appleton, Wisconsin after a backpacking trip in New Mexico. Thus far, 3 people have died, 15 people injured when the train derailed. The deceased included 2 people aboard the train and the dump truck driver. Multiple victims had to be airlifted to hospitals via helicopter or transported via ambulances. And the Amtrak Southwest Chief Train was carrying 243 passengers at the time, 12 crew members at the time of the wreck. It happened, if you remember, a day after an Amtrak train in California carrying 80 people hit a car. At least 3 people were killed. Okay, cars are not supposed to be anywhere near these tracks. Were people high? What the hell happened? So two deadly Amtrak train accidents. Not sure what the hell is going on, but they need to find out. Turkey has agreed to support Finnish and Swedish NATO membership bids, Finland president said. So Finland and Sweden trying to join NATO has been stalled because Turkey was concerned about them housing terrorists and you know, people that were adversary to Turkey. Sounds like now Turkey has offered their support. In order for NATO to access new countries, there has to be complete unanimity, because if you attack one, you attack all, and they have to come to the aid. There was a very deadly explosion in a mall. Let me see if I have that, and I apologize. The computer is pretty slow. If I can pull that up. It was, I think, Russia attacked a busy shopping mall in central Ukraine. There have been multiple casualties, we're being told. Russian airstrike struck a bustling shopping mall in Kremenchuk, according to CNN. There in central Ukraine, 18 people killed. More than 36 people missing. 1,000 people are right now working through the night to find them. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.